Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you know, Greg and I have so much music swirling around our heads all the time. There's no telling what will bubble up on any given day. When one of us has one of those songs that is a persistent earworm that we can't live without, we like to add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Greg, it is your turn. Why don't you give us a hint, a little taste of what you're going
to
play?
I am going to pay tribute to an artist who has worked with a myriad of people, Jimmy Webb, Kate Bush, and multiple projects. One of the most beloved figures in music the last 20 years, now sadly gone.
Jimmy Webb and Kate Bush?
Correct.
Wow. I'm eager to hear that. We'll have more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. Mr. Kot, you were talking about a great talent with a very diverse resume. So who are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Jim, I want to pay tribute to Joe Cassidy, a great guy and a great musician who passed away suddenly, inexplicably. I have not gotten a lot of detail about the circumstances of his death. He was in his early 40s, apparently healthy. I didn't hear anything about him being very sick or anything like that. But he died suddenly in July here. A young man who made an incredible impression on people, whoever met him. I happened to interview him a bunch of times, and I go, "God, this guy's a really nice guy." You know, and he goes, he's probably just being nice because, you know, I'm interviewing for the Chicago Tribune.
But Chicagoan, right?
Actually from Belfast.
Belfast.
And he's moved around a lot. He's lived in different cities at various points in his life. And Chicago was a stop, though, that I think he created some of his greatest music. And it turns out when, you know, I sort of talking about Joe with other people, everyone had an encounter with this guy that who was just like over the moon about what a wonderful person he was, and not a guy who put his music like, hey, I'm a big rock star, even though he could have been. Music just seemed to be a part of his existence as a human being. He wasn't treating it like a career, in fact, although he probably should have. He was certainly talented enough. I mean, as I mentioned, he's worked with projects like, for example, the Kate Bush tribute album. He got a very nice shout-out from the Kate Bush website about his work there. And then his recent death was also mentioned on the website. Jimmy Webb was another guy that he'd worked with in the past. He'd done projects for major labels, independent labels. He had a couple of bands for which he was particularly well-known. Butterfly Child was kind of this orc pop solo project that he was working under. And in fact, under the Butterfly Child moniker, that's what he recorded a tribute song to Kate Bush. His song for the Kate Bush tribute album, I Want to Be Kate, is called Top of the City, and is just a wonderful performance of that song. The band that I thought he was going to really parlay into something much bigger was called Assassins, and they were working on an album. They actually got signed by L.A. Reid to a major label contract. But then that fell through for whatever reason, and he ended up releasing their one and only album independently. It's called You Will Changed Us, kind of a
You Will Changed Us.
Yes.
Okay.
Difficult one to pronounce, but just full of wonderful music, and it was kind of more of a electronic rock project, electro underpinning rock textures. You know, if you think about like a band like New Order, maybe that's kind of what he was kind of referencing with this project. But I thought the songs on it were great. And the one thing about Joe was truth and beauty were the things that he was always after. He was looking for a shot of grace. There was one of those individuals that when you met him, he just felt, you always felt at peace with him. He always made you feel better about yourself than you may have. And he was always talking about you as a person as opposed to him as, you know, potential rock star, which was an incredibly ingratiating approach to life. And I think he touched a lot of people in that way.
Yeah, I've seen the social media tributes to him.
It's been incredible.
I'm surprised that I just never crossed paths with him while he was in Chicago.
Yeah, I think because he was so unassuming. He never really made a big deal about who he was. And, you know, he easily could have if he wanted to, but he was that talented. But he touched a lot of lives, not just for his music, but for the way he approached life. But his music was pretty powerful, too. And I want to talk about a track in particular that touched me called Love You Now, which I've listened to it now. It's just heartbreaking to listen to. But it's just a beautiful, well-done track. But it is with his band Assassins. And if you can find this record, you should. You Will Changed Us is available. You can find it on various streaming platforms, and it's well worth checking out. One of many great musical projects from the late Joe Cassidy. Assassins, Love You Now on SoundCloud. That is Assassins with Loved You Now from the late Joe Cassidy, my Desert Island Jukebox pick.
That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on our Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.